Good morning, everybody, and welcome again to the Innis Reserve. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Last couple of nights, we've had a good drop of rain, and the grass is greening up, and the rivers are flowing, the birds are singing. There's still a little bit of thunder off in the distance out to sea. It's really, really a beautiful day. So let me just say thank you for joining us. I'm sure over the last couple of years that most of us have been looking back and kind of scratching our head and just saying, Lord, what do you think you're doing? Let's review just a little bit, just to get our heads around what's happening. We can go back into the beginning of 2019. We moved into a drought that was one of the worst droughts that anybody had ever experienced. Many towns had run out of water and farmers were struggling. The agriculture industry was struggling. The cattle industry was struggling. It was a big time problem and we all heard about it and we were concerned. Then around July, the bushfires hit in our area. And because of the prolonged drought, the fires just got worse and worse and worse. And eventually they shifted south. And the southern part of our country just experienced some of the most devastating bushfires. And again, we just watched. And we, Lord, what's going on? All we could do is what we did is prayed for rain. And then some of us went through some personal tragedies in the first part of the year. And that always tears your heart out when that happens. And then, as if things couldn't get worse, COVID-19 hit and the whole world shuts down. People began to die. Families were separated. Economies come crashing down. It's something that none of us had ever seen in our day. You know, it really was enough to make us raise our eyes to heaven and say, Lord, what in the world are you doing? Well, personally, I don't think it's wrong to ask that kind of a question, because we reach a point of frustration and we just want to know what's going on. But please keep this in mind. God doesn't have to explain to us what he's doing. Remember that Paul wrote, can the creation say to the creator, why have you done this? You see, the potter always has control of the pot that he's making. So just keep that in mind. So what can we do in the place that we find ourselves after so much devastation going on? Well, first, I think we need to change the question. The question, what do you think you're doing, always leads to circular thinking with no answer. But if we ask, what do I do now? I think we can begin to find the answer. So, just how should we respond in this very unusual place in history that we find ourselves? I think Solomon had the answers when he wrote the following. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We've looked at this many times. He wrote, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Like I said, we've looked at this over and over and over. But how do we use this well-known passage of Scripture to apply in the situation that we find ourselves? Well, that's what we're going to look at today. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Thank you for the rain last night. Thank you for the beautiful bird sounds. Thank you for wonderful nature and the rain that's made it look so beautiful. Now, Lord, help us to get into your word and learn a more promising way to approach what we're looking at right now in history. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We know this comment so well, it just kind of rolls off our tongues, but what does it really mean? It simply means that you and I must trust God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and 12, we looked at so many people who went through far more difficult things than we have, yet they trusted God. How do you think they felt being tied up to a stake and burnt? We've never gone through anything like that, yet they did not turn loose of their faith in God. Folks, now it's our turn to hold on to our faith, regardless of what happens. Now let's drill down to two specific words. And those two words, your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The heart is the very foundation of who we are. It includes your thoughts, your dreams, and your emotions. Most of us have had our dreams and thoughts shattered through what we've been through, and our emotions are going absolutely crazy because of the place we find ourselves. Mental health struggles are at an all-time high. Why? Because our foundations, our routines, our dreams, and our emotions have just been torn apart. But Solomon said this, now get this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Leave nothing out. Let me say it again, trust the Lord with all your heart. This is the very first step to our response in our present tragedies. And I know it's hard to trust God with everything, and I've struggled myself. But it is the first step of making the right choice as we move ahead. Then he says this, do not lean on your own understanding. And this is where I struggle. I like to understand things that I'm getting into. In Australia, we've been pushed out of our understanding many times over the last 2 years, and we've had to respond in uncharted waters. Now, let me ask you personally, how have you done? Well, let me ask another question. How have we done as a church body? Well, for just a moment, I'd like to review how we've responded as a church. And basically, I just want to brag on our church. First off, when the drought hit and began getting so severe, everybody really started praying, and then Brian and Wendy Dick formed a community group down next to the river for everybody to begin really approaching the throne of God for rain. And God sent the rain. And then when the bushfires hit and some of our people started struggling, we were able to meet a few specific needs, but we really didn't have the mechanism in place to meet a lot of needs in the community. We had the means, but we didn't have the mechanism. So our leadership team got together and developed the Barnabas Project, and then they presented it to you, and then you made that Barnabas Project ours. And now, in the future, we'll be able to meet a lot of needs in the community, specifically from our church. We can be the hands and feet of Jesus in their lives. And the funds that we set aside for that, well, it's still growing week by week where you, our church, are contributing. Let me say thank you. And thank you, Lord, for the idea. And thank you, church, for making it ours. And then COVID-19 hit. And we were all isolated with a shelter-in-place order nationally. Businesses were shut down. Churches were shuttered. What do we do? Well, Matt sent me a link to the Pastor's Heart episode that highlighted some of the things that people were doing and thinking about. And without missing a single week, we were presenting services online through that video link, which we're now continuing. We now have an online presence that God can use any way He chooses to use. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. To God be the glory for guiding us when we didn't understand what to do. Do you see how Proverbs chapter 3 fits right here? What's amazing and pushes against the trend is our church family continued attending online and through faithfully giving. through the entire thing. A big thank you and God bless you to our church family. Now, let's get back to meeting face-to-face. We are now meeting face-to-face, and folks are coming along. I must admit, though, that I miss the morning teas. But even now, we've had to adjust to something we didn't expect. Now, we didn't have to, but we chose to. We're meeting in the hall at the school locally. Why are we doing that? It's because the students needed a hall to where the students can get their HSC done in a good environment. Just another COVID-19 adjustment. But we did it because it helps the school. It's a good testimony for our church. So we as a church have been very agile and able to adjust quickly to situations that we did not understand. Thanks for a great God, a great leadership team, and a wonderful church that is willing to move regardless of what happens. You know, I think James was right when he said, if anybody lacks wisdom, let them ask God and he'll give it. Now, if you live locally and you're not part of our church and you'd like to be a part of a church that can move quickly, yes, we stay foundationally on the principles of the Word of God, but we adjust according to the wisdom that God gives. Let me invite you to come join with us if you live locally. But what are we going to face in the future? What are we going to have to do then? Well, only God knows what the future holds. Listen, we don't have to be afraid or frustrated. However, there are some things that we need to take with us into the future. Let's take a look at them. Solomon continues, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, or literally smooth the road ahead. Let me ask you a deep question. Do you and I honestly acknowledge God with everything that is within us? Listen, only you and I can answer that question, but it really is the key to a smooth road ahead, and that is acknowledging God with everything that's in us. But Solomon gives us some heads up on some other things, verses 1 and 2. He says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Look, keeping the commandments and teachings of God will give you length of days. It will bring life to your years and peace for your journey. Let me repeat. Keeping the commands and teachings of God will bring length to your days, life to your years, and peace for your journey. Come on, folks. That's what we all want. Now we know where to find them. Let's read verses 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let's break those down. Mercy and truth. What is mercy and truth? Well, mercy is kindness, grace, and favor. Simply stated, mercy is giving value and showing respect to everyone, including those who have messed up their lives. Mercy is a gift given by you to someone else that may not be able to earn your trust. You see, that's what God did for us through Jesus. Now let's look at truth. Where do we find truth today? Well, I've discovered you don't find it in social media or on the news. Truth is something or someone that is dependable, consistent, and reliable. Something that is dependent, consistent, and reliable. Now for me, real moral truth is found in the words of the Bible. I know nowadays we're not supposed to judge morality, but real moral truth, listen, is not determined by what's going on in the culture. Real moral truth is determined by what God said, the moral lawgiver. Listen, living a life of mercy and truth will secure for you favor and high esteem with people. And more importantly, it'll bring favor and high esteem with God. Something to think about. So, as we approach the future, that may just about hold anything, I believe that we'll be far better off if we apply these principles of wisdom in our own lives. Let's review quickly. Acknowledging God will bring a smooth path for our walk. Secondly, keeping the commands and teachings of God will bring life to our years and peace to our journey. Yes, that comes through keeping the principles and commands of God. And finally, living a life seasoned with mercy and truth will bring favor for those around us and from the God who created us. This is things that we want. And people read many, many books to attain, yet they can be found in the words of Scripture. So let's just apply them. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Solomon. I thank you for his writings that we have looked at so many times. But help us to understand that what he wrote thousands of years ago are so important to apply today because of the situation that we find ourselves. Lord, I know it's hard to move ahead in things that we don't understand. But Father, help us to go right ahead and move into them, not based upon our understanding, but based upon a confidence and trust in you. Lord, I ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.